This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Sarah get revenge on her husband, Greg, say hi.
Hi!
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Okay, doesn't sound like it. So, Sarah.
Oh, God.
Let's talk about your idiot husband. What happened?
Okay, so my husband and I, we've got two kids, a little girl, she's five, and then our oldest, our son, just turned 18.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted a huge blowout, you know, for his birthday, and the only way that I would let this happen is if it was at our house. That way it's somewhat controlled environment. I didn't, you know, want drinking, and I wanted them to have fun, but they're 18, he's 18, not 21.
Right.
Okay.
So it seemed like it was going fine. In order for this to happen, the five-year-old needed to go spend the night at her cousin's house.
Okay.
And so
makes sense.
I dropped her off there, you know, and it was quite a drive. So dropped her off and go back, and everything seems to be going fine. Right about the time, right as I got home, I receive a phone call, and she's having a really bad stomach ache. She's not feeling well. She's throwing, like, a tantrum.
Okay.
So I have to turn around and go all the way back to pick her up. So I do. I get back home, and my husband had ordered strippers for my son.
Your husband ordered a stripper?
Not stripper, strippers.
Multiple.
Oh. Well, that's
plural.
Nice, you know, one for him, one
no,
for your son.
No. That's not
what?
Nice. First friends.
Oh, gosh.
What?
This is not appropriate for an 18-year-old's birthday. That's bad enough, okay? But where the real problem started is now I'm getting phone calls from other moms wanting to know.
Oh, no.
Where they can hire them, too?
No.
Your
son's 18?
No.
Look.
I mean, and of course, it's a reflection of me as a parent in their eyes.
Yeah, well, you threw the party at your house, and they sent their kids in good faith, not knowing, and I mean, and to the benefit of your doubt, you had no idea either. And if your husband wanted to have that moment with his son, it should not have happened there.
Mm-mm.
He involved my daughter. This was all
what?
Yeah, my daughter. Oh, yeah, this thing just keeps getting better. So my daughter told me that daddy paid her to get a stomachache at Auntie's house.
Oh!
Oh, your husband's good.
Wait, what?
And you have to understand, it's a 45-minute drive each way. So it was 45 minutes for me to drop, you know, to go get her, and then 45 minutes for me.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
So he's buying time.
An hour and a half. Ugh. Yeah.
Literally.
So he even involves my 5-year-old daughter in this.
Oh,
and she
my
doesn't
God.
See the problem.
This guy's an evil genius.
Joey!
Or G-string genius, either
one. Wow. Like, you want to lie for daddy? And she was like, I got a price, dad.
Did you walk in on the strippers giving dad or your son a lap dance?
Yeah, I walked in. The strippers in the house. I mean, the dancing had already finished.
Oh, the dancing already finished.
They stayed to hang out. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if you've ever had strippers at a party, but they socialized.
Right.
After, that's what they called it.
Yeah.
They're passing out the business cards for the next venture.
Oh, my God.
For the next 18-year-old's party.
Yeah.
And so now I'm completely being demonized by the other parents. This isn't going to end anytime soon.
Oh,
like, I just got calls from two more parents because the boys are like, you know, well, they had strippers. This is really bad.
He thinks
it's a joke. He really, truly, truly does not see the problem with all of this.
That's embarrassing.
I can see why you want revenge.
Yeah.
Did you talk to your son?
Please, he's still on a stripper high.
Right.
He doesn't. He's so tickled with. He really.
Ew.
He got tickled.
One word for it,
guys.
That's extra.
Oh, stop!
Do they bring their own like adjustable pole, or were they just dancing, giving lap dances?
Wow.
Asking for a friend.
Details that aren't needed.
Yeah, no, there was no pull involved. At least it better not have been.
That is a lot.
This is a very understanding dad. Did he say why two instead of just one? Was it a two-for-one BOGO deal going on?
Oh, my gosh. Joey, these are things that don't matter.
I'm just wondering why two.
No.
That didn't even come up, and I didn't.
Oh, honey, don't fall for Joey's traps here. The point is that you've been embarrassed in front of all of the other moms, and now everybody probably thinks that you're the worst person in the world.
Damn, husband, rush that to get two biscuits.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. All in favor to get revenge for Sarah, say aye.
Aye.
Sarah, we got you. Carla, how many seconds we're going to give her on the show?
200 seconds.
200 seconds to coax your husband into baby talking to you live on the Rated Embarrassum in front of the Valley of the Sun. Does that work, Sarah?
The baby talk me. Yeah, I think I can do this.
You can do this? Do you guys baby talk in the relationship at all?
No, not in the relationship, but trust me, I have a plan.
Ooh. Okay.
A woman with a plan. He had a plan, and now you have a plan.
Yes, Carla.
Mama's going to get him.
All right. Sarah, the show is yours in about 6-7 minutes. We got this cupcake call. Don't you move. Your morning mess.
It's time for cupcake calls with the morning mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum. Humpty, humpty, humpty. You're my sweetie pie.
Okay, so we're back with a cupcake call. We spoke to Sarah moments ago. An amazing 18th birthday that her husband gave her son. Her son and her husband's son, obviously, they're still together. He gets him a stripper for his 18th birthday. Not only that, he bribes their daughter. How old was daughter?
Five.
He bribed your five-year-old daughter, Sarah, to make up a fib, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he brought her into the plan to where she faked being sick so that I would have to go pick her up.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he encouraged her to not only fake an illness, but to lie to my face.
Wow. How much did he pay her? I want to see what these bribes are going for nowadays.
Oh my God.
Yeah, $5.
$5. Wow, that's cheap. Okay.
Well, she is five.
She's probably like, I'm going to buy so much with this.
All right. So when you got back, you realized that your husband hired two strippers for your 18-year-old son's birthday party.
Keep in mind, there was probably 15 to 20 of his friends that are there.
Oh, my gosh.
And all of them talked about it. So now I have all of those mothers calling me.
Yeah.
I'm just the worst mother in the world.
But he's the best dad in the neighborhood. I promise you that much, boy.
All right. Okay. Hello. Double standards.
Seriously. True. That's true.
Yeah, totally. Sarah, you should totally be cool with this.
Oh, my gosh. No. Stop. No, the whole point of this party at Sarah's house.
If he was 21, that would be fine. He's 18. He is still living in my house. He is still going to school. He graduates this year, but he's still in my house.
Right.
That's right, girl.
If you're in my house and I have rules, I don't care what age, I don't want that element in my house. It is notorious with strippers come drugs.
Oh,
I don't agree. I dated strippers. I think they're fine. But listen, this is your part of the show. This is Cupcake dedicated to Sarah. All in favor to help Sarah get this revenge, say aye.
Aye!
Sarah, we're giving you 200 seconds of our show right now to coax and convince your husband, Greg, into baby talking to you live on the radio. That way he's embarrassed, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's give your husband the idiot a call. Hold on.
Hello?
Hey, baby. I just woke up to two more voicemails. Guess who's up? Hello?
No.
Okay, you can't figure it out? I'll tell you.
No,
I got two more damn phone calls from these moms that are upset about the party. What am I supposed to do here?
Hold on. Stop. Take a breath. Just relax, okay? Why are you freaking out right now?
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Oh, I know you didn't just tell me to relax. Because I'm the one that's having to deal with
baby.
It. Okay, you know what? I've got to drop the kids off at school every day. I'm the one who has to deal with this while you sit back thinking this whole thing is funny, and it's not.
Okay, can we not? I'm at the gym right now, and this is, like, not the best time to do this, but, like, I can assure you that this doesn't reflect on how you are as a mom. I think you're a great mom, and I...
Okay, you know what? I just... You don't... You... How are you going to tell me to calm down? How about you calm me down? You know what? You think this... You want me to calm? You can calm me down. How about that? How about you make me calm?
What the hell? What do you want me to do?
You know what?
What do you need to do to make you calm? You want me to come home?
How about if you talk to me like you used to do with Audrey when she was sick?
I'm at the gym. Are you serious right now?
I don't care. You're telling me to calm down. I want you to calm me down the way that I need you to calm me down. You want this over? Then do this. I need you to calm me down the way that you used to calm down Audrey.
Just be quiet for a second. Jesus, everyone can freaking hear you through my phone. Hold on.
You know what? Then you better hurry up. I don't have all day.
Okay, just relax. Jesus Christ.
Instead of telling me no, just do it. Just do it.
Fine. Okay, look. Hey. Everything okay? Are you okay, my little baby? Is everybody okay? You a little scared? You want me to come over?
No. You know what? You do it the way you used to do it with Audrey. I don't care who's around. I need you to get into it like you did with Audrey.
Jesus Christ. You know what? You are really impossible. You know that?
Just do it. I don't have all day. You need to hurry up.
My bunny, honey, have a really bad morning. Don't you worry, dear sugar booger. That's gonna make everything all better. That's gonna come save you from the mini monster mummy. It's the biggest, ugliest monster. That means daddy's gonna be home. That's gonna hug you. That's gonna hug you. That's a hug.
Can I get a hug too?
How does it feel to feel like an idiot, baby?
Hello, Greg.
What the f***?
We have to let you know you're live on the radio right now, Greg.
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she get him? Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the Kool-Aid?
Greg, we got to let you know you've been cupcake called.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is worse than what I did.
Yeah, well.
Questionable.
This was piped in to the office, so yeah. They all know. They all heard it.
Speaking of piped in, these strippers.
No.
These strippers, Greg. Was it a 2-for-1 deal? Why'd you get 2?
Oh, my God. Because I'm trying to celebrate my son and teach him how to be a man, but that.
Attaboy, Greg!
No.
Sometimes you got to rest, got to get 2 biscuits.
No.
¿Por qué no las dos? Wow, Carla.
So we're clear now, right? No more strippers in the house.
You mean after my birthday, right?
Yes! Oh, my God. Attaboy! There you go. Sometimes you got to rest, get for 3.
Stop.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.